Okay, we're now five lines from the bottom of Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Darash Rabbi Yossi Demin Kesari. Rabbi Yossi from Kesari explains, Mighty Sib Kalhu Alpine Maim Tekulal Kalka Sabaret. What does it mean when the Pasuk says that it's light on the face of the water? Cursed is their portion of the land. This is a Pasuk from Eov. Malamin Shahaya Noach Hatzak Mochiach Bohem. Teaches that Noah the righteous was rebuking the people of his generation. And he said to them, "Asu tshuva, do tshuva." And if not, Hashem is going to bring upon you the flood. And he will cause your corpses to float on the face of the water like flasks. Shenemar, a puffed up flask. Shenemar, it's supposed to say, "Kalhu alpnei amayim." You're going to be very light and flowing on the water. That you're going to, when people curse, they're going to curse that you should be like the generation of the flood. In other words, the pasuk says to kolach kolach sabaretz, their portion should be cursed in the land. Lo yifne derech kramim. What does it mean when the pasuk says at the end of this pasuk, you should not turn by way of the vineyards? Malam yishim mafanim derech kramim. Teaches they were going by way of the vineyards. It means they were going in a crooked way. Like the vineyards are a lot of thorns and thistles, and it's not a paved road. So that's what they were following. Amulo mima akev. So the generation said to Noah, if Hashem really wanted to bring about the flood, who's preventing him? Amulohem, Noah said to them, pray to Acha Sheshilo Tzimichem. I need to take out one bird, one pigeon from you, and that's Misu Shalach. After Misu Shalach, so the waters of the flood will begin. Im Kain, they said, if so, Lo Nifna Der Kramim, okay, then we're not going to stop from following the in our crooked paths. It's interesting, some of Farshim actually say it was actually Misu Shalach that was rebuking the people, and he said, Shem, what they said, what is Hashem waiting for with the flood? He's waiting for one bird, one little pigeon, and who's that he's going to save, and who's that? That's Noach. In any case, Darash Rava. Rava explains the following. The Ma'ayiksev wasn't even when the pasuk says Lapid Buz Lashtu Shanan Nachon Lamodi Raga. It's another pasuk from Eov. So Malamashir Noach Hatzek Mochiach Hosam. Noach rebuked him. Amar Lahem Devarim Shem Kashim Kalapidim. He would say harsh things that were like torches. So he was a Lapid Bad Vahoyu Mevazim. So he was a Lapid Buz. He was a torch. He was saying fiery things to them, but he was being embarrassed by them. They were shaming him, and because it says Lashtu Shanan, they were simply sitting with their thoughts and quiet, not paying attention at all. Amrulo, they said to Noah, Zokin, old one, Teva Zulama, why are you building this Teva, this ark? Amar Elohim, he said to them that Hashem is bringing upon you the flood. Amru, they said back to him, Mabul shall ma. What's the flood going to be made of? Im Mabul shall yishiv. The flood's going to be made of fire. Yishan davar echad valisa shema. There's something, and its name is Alisa, and it will serve to protect us from the fire. V'im shall ma'im, who maybe if of water, im min ha'aretz, who maybe if the water's coming from the ground. Yishan ashashio shel barza. We have tablets of iron, shenim bechapim by masaris, that we can cover the ground with. We can plug up the hole. V'im neshamayim hu mevi, Hashem is bringing the water from the heavens. Yishanu davar va'akev shmo va'amar lo ike shmo. We have some kind of sponge that we can place on our heads, and it will absorb all the water. Amar lahem, Noach said back to them, hu mevi mi ben ikvei raklechem. Hashem could bring the flood from between the heels of your legs. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Nachon l'moadei regel. So that's the end of this pasuk. Nachon l'moadei regel. Then Hashem can do whatever he wants. Tanya. Me ha'mabul kashim k'shichva zera shenemar nachon l'moadei regel. That the waters of the flood were thick, like semen. As the pasuk says, Nachon l'moadei regel. So again, Rashi explains that ikve raglechem is the Rashi that's referring to with your semen. Hashem could wipe you out, and that's connected to this lamo de regal, to where your feet are, between the heels of your feet. That's that's the area where the shechva zera comes from. Amar Chisa says, "Barozchem kilkalu." They sinned. They acted in a depraved fashion with chat, b'aveira, with the sin of znus, of immorality, that they would, through hotzas shichva zera, through forbidden sexual relations, of rotchim nidonu, and they were judged with chat, because the waters of the flood were hot. It says at the end of the flood that the waters were vayashochu, and that's connecting to what we say in the Esther, in the Megillah, that the anger of the king shachacha means it cooled down. The pasuk says it was after 7 days, and the water of the flood were on the land. So what was the nature of these 7 days? Rav says, these are the 7 days of mourning on Mesushelach. That eulogizing the righteous will prevent the future punishment. The Maharal writes that the hesped for a righteous person to give is to give kavod to a righteous person. Then if there would have been a flood, then they wouldn't have given that kavod to the righteous person. And therefore Hashem, held back the punishment for another 7 days so they can properly eulogize Misu Shelach. Another explanation by the morale is Hashem doesn't do tsar al tsar. He doesn't do a double tsar. Tsar al tsar, a double calamity. So therefore, first deal with the death of one person and then bring about the flood, but he's not going to do them simultaneously. Okay, the Gemara continues. The Gemara says, "Darach." Another explanation: the Shivas, what it means, 7 days. So, Shashina Aleim Achresh Baruch Hu said a bris. Hashem changed the order of the creation. Shehaisa Chama Yotzeis Mimara B'Shkas B'Mizra. The sun would go out in the west and sink in the east, rise in the west and sink in the east. Darach. Another explanation: Shekal Aleim Achresh Baruch Hu's Man Gadol. Hashem set a great time, a large, a significant amount of time for them to do tshuva. V'acharkach zman katan. So first he gave them 120 years to do tshuva, and then a final 7 days. The Ben Yoyada says that the world was created by Hashem saying, Yihi, Yihi, let there be. And so the pasuk says, Vayihi l'shiva siyamim. So this is Vayihi, this is the undoing of Yihi. And the goal is they said we could protect ourselves through nature, we'd be able to protect ourselves from the flood. Akash Baruch says, no, I'm undoing nature. The Davar Acher, another explanation, the Shiva Syam, what's 7 days? Shit Imam Main Olam Haba, Hashem gave him a taste of the world to come. Tishiyedi Mato Manu Baham. So they're gonna see what good was withheld from them because of their sins. So the Maharal writes that because the generation of the flood were completely wiped out, not like other punishments, so they were completely wiped out. So then they got a taste of the world to come. So then there's once they received a little bit of Olam Haba and Olam Hazar, so then nothing was. Because since he gave them a taste in Olam Habas, and then they had tasted, they have this world, they have the next world, and then there is nothing left for them, then they get completely wiped out. The Gemara continues, Mikol Behemat Tahora, from all the pure animals, Tikach L'chol Shiva Shemish V'ishtoi, should take for yourself 7, man and wife. Basically, he asks, what do you mean ish v'ishto? What does it mean, man and his wife? Very strange. So, was it a behemah tahora, or is it? The Gemara asked, ishus the behemah ishle? Is there ishus for behemah? Or Rav Shmuel bar Nachmani, Rav Yonah said, me'osim shlo nevda behemah vera. Those animals that did not mate with outside its species, so they were faithful to their own. So then they were behemah tahora. The Ben Levi points out that they're both ish v'ishto and behemah Torah. Noach only wanted behemah Torah, so he could offer sacrifices, pure animals. What is behemah Torah? Ish v'ishto, those animals that were not corrupted. The Gemara continues. And the Gemara, Shalom have the Bahem Aveira. So Rashi says that they didn't cheat on their mate. Every animal had their own mate, and they cheat on their mate. The Marsha says no, that they didn't have relations. They weren't intimate with an animal that wasn't from the same species. The Gemara says, Manayada, how did Noach know about these animals that no, they didn't do an Aveira? So Shavir Kol Well, Chisa says he passed them before the teva. If the teva would accept them, the animal, so then an aver wasn't done. Then you know that aver was not done to it. And if the teva did not accept them, then it was known that aver was done to the animal. Rabbi Abba says, but also by me'alehem, those animals that came willingly to the teva on their own accord, so those were animals that did not have an avera. The Marsha points out that Rashi and Chumash actually says both of those answers are correct. It's not one as opposed to the other, but the only those animals that came, and of those animals that came to the Teva, some of them the Teva accepted them. So they're animals that didn't come to the Teva. They're certainly not Behemoth Torah. And then some of the animals came by themselves, and then if the teva accepted that, so then it was known that they were a beheba tahora. The Gemara contingent cites the pasuk "Asei lecha tevas atzei gopher," make for yourself a teva of gopher wood. My gopher, what's gopher? Ravada, Omri, Tvei, Rav Shila, Mavliga, Mamila, Gomish, different types of trees, or different, the tree that's called Gomish, some say the tree that's called Mavliga. And then the pasuk says, "Tzor ta'aseh la'teva," you should make a tzor. What's a tzohar? At least according to the Gemara, or Rabbi Yochanan, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Noach, Kava ba avanim tovos u margaliyos, kdei sheyu me'iros lachem b'katzoharayim. You should establish in the Teva beautiful and precious stones and pearls so that will illuminate for you like the tzorayim, like the midday, like the daytime, tzorayim, in the midday. And that is why it's called tzohar. So it's like the tzoharayim. Yeah, the early afternoon. The roof should be built in a slanted until the very top. It should be wide and amba wide. The that's the way the teva can be sustained from an engineering standpoint. If it was wide on top, like on the bottom, it wouldn't be able to stand. It'd be tossing and turning this way and that way. And then the Gemara says, Tachtim shnim u'shlishim ta'asa. Should make three levels. Tana, techtim, the bottom level is for the lazevel, for the waste. And sorry, in the middle level is labahim for the animals. And elyonim, and the top level was for the adam, was for the people. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Veishachas ha'orev. He sends the orev, the raven. Orev shalach, who says, The Ori of the Raven had a good response to Noach. Omar lo, Rabcha, your master, the God Sonani, he hates me. You also hate me. Rabcha Sonani, mina torim tshiva, mina behetim shnayim. Why does your master hate me? Why does Hashem hate me? Because the Tahorim, the pure animals, they brought seven of each type. And of the impure animals, they only brought two. So that's not fair. They only have one other of my species. Vatos Nesadi, and you hate me, Noah. Sha'ata Meniach Mimin Shiva, that you didn't want to send out one of the animals that have the one of the birds that have seven types. Right? V'Shalech Mimin Shnayim, and you send an animal that only has two types in the species. If I get sick based on heat or cool. The cool air, and I die. That the world will be missing one creature because my mate won't be able to procreate. Maybe you want to get rid of me so you can be with my wife. So no, said back to the raven. Rasha, wicked. With that which is permitted to me, my wife is normally permitted to me. She's forbidden to me to be intimate in the teva, and certainly. Then, with a creature that is forbidden to me, I mean the raven, Lokolshkin, certainly I'm not going to touch the raven. So he rejected that accusation.